Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:39 on Tuesday morning, and it is time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We're teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responders Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th to October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find out more information or to make a donation.
All right.
Thank you. Here's what's happening. So I want to begin with this story. Actually, I'll start here. So Labor Day weekend is ahead.
Yes.
It is a, I'm not even, it's a good time. And you know, it's a 3-day weekend. It's wonderful. I believe in our case, we're taking 4 days. Yeah. Sarah's got her four fingers. God.
4-day weekend.
It's on my, I got you. But anyway, the point is,
we're, come on, Adele.
We're headed for a heat wave at the same time. So I was trying to check, but I got caught up on my computer doing some things, some nonsense. I think some beaches are planning to close because on top of, you know, we're starting to get a leg up on this coronavirus thing where the numbers are coming down and there's more openings, which is my next story. But last I'd heard, Santa Cruz was closing the beaches for Labor Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
Like they don't want any, and they're going to try to figure out how to staff it so that they can keep them closed and keep people out, because this is the time to sort of get with the program, get the numbers down, and hopefully leapfrog into the new year without all this, right?
Right. Let's leave this behind in 2020.
Right. So anyway, I wasn't able to confirm. I didn't have time. I will look that up and make sure that that is still the case. But last I heard, the beaches in Santa Cruz were going to be closed. Y'all need to check where your road trip is headed. But with Labor Day weekend coming up and a heat wave on the way, I can imagine that more people, well, and I even have a story about how many extra people will be hitting the road. It's like double than what is it?
Memorial
weekend kicks off summer. Yeah, they expect the numbers to double. According to, this is cars.com, but 60% of Americans are planning to travel this weekend. They say that's twice as many as Memorial Day weekend. So, and almost all of them plan to drive. So the airports remain empty and people, you know, are wanted. The airlines really want to fill up those planes, but no one's flying.
Right.
And back, I'm not surprised. Story about the beaches closing, Vin.
Uh-huh.
It says it'll be closed from 5 a.m. September 5th to 5 p.m. September 7th.
There you go.
Just nothing. Not even the nighttime stuff. Because wasn't it closed from like 11 to 5 or something?
Well, at first, yeah, they were closing. They would close the whole thing down. Then they realized they couldn't stop the flow of people. There were people. In fact, one of the weird things was on my first, one of my drives north into sort of empty territory where the beaches are simply used for surfing on, you know, regularly, there were people parked everywhere. And I thought, what are you people doing? This is, these aren't beaches you lay out on. Right. I don't know what everyone's doing here. This is ridiculous. There were cars parked everywhere along kind of treacherous highway or hillside down right. to the beach. So, but I guess people decided, what else am I going to do?
Right. I've got so all things to make they my really, way down to the beach and back up.
They really had a problem policing it. I think they're prepared for this weekend to try and just, you know, I guess for 2 days they can probably pull it off. But that's the plan I'd heard earlier. So thank you, Bryn, for confirming that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the story continues, which is Labor Day weekend's ahead and plenty of people are hitting the road. Now, before I get to that other story I wanted to do, I thought this was sort of semi-related to the road trip story. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard the term gas station order?
No. Gas Kay. Station order.
Gas station order is the snack you get at the mini mart at the gas station when you're road tripping.
Oh,
so
sure.
You've been on the road now for hours. You finally stopped to get gas and you think, you know what I need? I need a snack. I need a drink and a snack. So your gas station order, and I guess this was being discussed or being shared on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So that's where so for example, some people are like, I'm a Sprite, Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries, and a Crispy Crunchy Reese's Bar.
Oh, goodness.
That's their gas
that's
station
very
specific.
Order. I mean.
Here's another one. Dr. Pepper, Lay's Salt and Vinegar, Sour Patch Kids, and something called Takis? T-A-K-I-S?
Never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Unless we're going to look that up. Is that regularly available?
I don't know. Maybe some of this is East Coast. An icy Flamin' Hot Cheetos Limon and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. There's another gas station order.
Bryn, you're saying you've eaten the Takis?
Yeah, I just never really tried pronouncing it. I'm not sure if it's Takis or Do you know, Nicole? But it's delicious. It's spicy.
It's the first way you said it, Bryn. The first way you said it.
How do you say it?
Takis.
Takis.
Not Takis.
And what the F is it, you guys?
It's a corn chip.
Yeah, spicy. It's like Flamin' Hot corn chips rolled up.
I don't really like them, but
they're
very popular.
Takis?
All right.
Say it again.
Takis.
All right.
My order is always Diet Root Beer if they have it, Diet Coke if they don't, and a bag of mixed nuts. That's what I want. That's
mixed
my road trip
nuts.
Snack. Yeah, I like nuts. And actually, if they have this, I'm like, you know, here's the thing about the gas station order. It's because you're giving the order. Like, you know, your husband gets out and starts filling up the car and you go, hey, go in there. Get me it's filling up. What do you kids want? What do you want to add to the gas station order? Okay.
Right. I think it's funny. So I would be a Dr. Pepper, a Cool Ranch Doritos, and I don't normally get candy bars, but if I were getting a candy bar, it would either be a Twix.
Oh, I love Twix.
Mm. Twix are pretty good. Or I do really like hot tamales, but I'm just a Dr. Pepper, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Right.
Another way to say those chips is Takis, like
Takis.
Yeah. It's a popular in a lot of gas stations and liquor stores, but you see them in Mexico too.
Oh, okay. So it's
not often, but sometimes.
I never heard of it, but
I
thought
the Takis if they got them.
Takis.
The gas station order is fun because it's just one of those things we all sort of have. Like, Bryn, what is your gas station order? What's your go-to?
It's hard to say. I'm usually just
trying to mix it up.
Yeah,
you know, like a little variety.
I'm very spontaneous with what I eat, so depends on my. But
so
I guess
have
Doritos,
those 1,000-year-old eggs in there.
Doritos.
If I could get octopus on a stick, that'd be.
You got any duck blood?
Blue Ranch.
Soup.
They have like duck blood pudding
ranch
in there.
Doritos are pretty good, or a big gulp if they have a big gulp sometimes.
Uh-huh.
A Gatorade, you know, some beef jerky.
Oh my God, onions. Slim Jim!
Now that
oh,
I get rolling, now I can think of all kinds of stuff I want to eat right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think we all sort of get that, right?
See if any of the hot dogs aren't all shriveled up. Get me one of those.
And sometimes they have hot dogs. They have the jalapenos next to it.
Oh yeah,
like the instant formula for diarrhea.
Oh my God, I might have to go hit the Sevi.
Oh, geez. Why do you have to say the D word? Gross.
Because that's where we're headed with this. We're going to eat this stuff and just sit here in the car.
Dude.
On our butts.
Anyway, back to where we began with Labor Day weekend ahead and a heat wave on the way. I also wanted to mention, and this was a story that started yesterday, and it's trouble because, you know, the headline is hopeful Bay Area shoppers descend on newly reopened indoor malls and hair salons. So the story goes like this. There's a new way that they're deciding whether or not counties can fully open, you know, different businesses, and indoor malls were finally open again in 7 Bay Area counties as of yesterday. So Valley Fair is the mall we go to right here in the South Bay in San Jose. It's the big one. And it's a good mall. I mean,
you're
going to
run right out there, Vinny? It's open. You're going to head over?
No, I'm not going to run right out. But people did. People absolutely filled the mall up. And that's cool for the businesses that are in there. They've been waiting to get back to business, happy to be open. Right. And for customers to show up, that's great news. The problem begins that actually, as you start reading the story, you see that, some of the places are allowing haircuts and some counties are... And then others have decided, no, we're not opening that up yet. So really, you've got to check within your own county whether or not hairdos are allowed indoors again or not, whether tattoos are allowed again or not. I know the local place, I've only been there once. I have one tattoo by them, but a very popular local place just announced we're closing for good. And I went, wow,
no.
Dude, that's...
Oh, boy.
You got to pay rent. At some point, after 6 months, you can't just keep paying it without money coming in. So I guess they decided to shine it. If they can't open back up permanently and know they're going to be able to pay their rent.
Oh, that's tragic. I keep hearing these horrid stories about just businesses that probably were going to be just fine. And then this happened, you know, it's just somebody's dreams down the toilet. And not to mention the jobs. Oh, it's terrible.
So Governor Gavin Newsom announced this new 4-tier color-coded reopening system that you're going to have to look at and also wonder what your particular county is. Purple's widespread, red is substantial, orange is moderate, and yellow is minimal. It'll replace the state's watch list that identified counties with high rates of infection and hospitalizations. They're saying here that or what I'm saying here is you got to check before you take off and head for the mall just to make sure that your local mall's open. But that is good news. Some of them are open. You can go out of your house with a mask on, and they've got pictures of people in the mall walking around, and you just go, oh, there's some normal. I mean, other than the masks.
Right.
But there's some normal. It's nice.
And frankly, if masks are part of the new normal, I'm totally fine with it, you know? That's just to sort of get back to life.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get back to life. I don't want to be a mask guy for good, but I certainly will do my part for now. You know?
Yeah, right. I feel like it's, you know, it is our part. It's just a small thing of respect you can pay to the other people around you.
Right, and I'm happy to do that right now. But you know what I like? I like your smile. I want to see you. I want to see your smile. I want you to see mine. I want to pass you and smile at you and have you know that I'm a person that is friendly and likes you.
Paint a smile on your mask.
It's not the
same. It'll be fine. Just point to that. I'm smiling.
Okay.
Even though my eyes are crying.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that,
fast,
Vinny.
Fast.
Always open for a fast fact.
Oh, boy. Emetophobia.
Emetophobia.
I don't know if I got that right, but emetophobia is an extreme fear of throwing up. It's not that common, but about 90% of people who have it are female.
Oh. Just don't want
to throw
up.
Extreme fear. I don't like to throw up at
all. Nobody likes it, right? I mean, you know. I don't fight against it, though. If I feel like it might, I know it'll make me feel better, so I won't fight it. In fact, I'll hang out near the toilet. Like, I'm just going to hang here because I feel
like... Yeah, but you don't finger yourself, do you?
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, that whole, like, you know...
Emetophobia.
Sure.
Oh, I did
yeah,
it.
Emetophobia.
Yep, you're right.
All right.
Nicole, your thoughts? I mean, 90% of these emetophobics are women.
I agree with you, Sarah. I just kind of hang out in the bathroom. I'll lay on the floor and just wait till it comes.
Because it's coming.
It's coming.
Let's get
it's
that
inevitable.
Out.
Yeah. Just get it
I'll
out.
I'll definitely finger funny? Myself if I have to.
I don't
oh,
do
you
that.
Finger yourself. Oh.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys that finger themselves if they have to.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm feeling sick and I know it'll make me feel better, I'll just go to the bathroom and just straight up use that finger.
No. Finger yourself.
I'm never,
you guys, you're bumming me out. I'm getting grossed out right
well,
now.
Well, you know what I was going to say is I absolutely have all these like, oh, that's gross. Don't touch me with that. Ooh, get away. And then there I am, you know, if I am hammered like beyond, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there you are with your face on the toilet where the people, you know, where the people have missed. And I don't even care. I'm so sick. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to be better. It's really, it's funny that your standards change dramatically when you are not feeling well.
So you're saying you finger yourself then?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I don't want to. I don't like throwing up.
I guess that's a guy thing.
I knew a couple guys that would, you know, pull the finger out. I got to get this out. This thing knows how to open the lock. This is my key. Yeah. Vinny does that now. Vinny's like, he makes the retching sound as though it's coming on him, but he's really just sticking his finger down his throat.
That is not true.
Oh, my God.
She's making that
up,
everyone.
I have known you for 25 years and watched you do that at least 5,000 times.
No, you have not.
Almost every day. Almost every day that we're together, you're sticking your finger down your throat.
Well, I'm sorry. All of the fire are busy with fires in the Bay Area. Your pants are just going to have to be flaming.
Nope.
Liar.
You're a liar. Lying liar who lies.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's me.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me do some texts if I could possibly get to them in a...
Oh, you're done lying then, kind of, I guess.
I'm not the one. You are.
We're out of time, really.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Just give us one. Give us your best text. Hit us with your best text.
Bryn fingers himself. That's someone true. Says, yeah, well, you know.
And Bryn does it. He goes for it.
You don't finger yourself, says 510 in quotes. I don't know who said that, but anyway, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Putting your finger down your throat. Get your mind out of the gutter, listeners.
Diet Coke, sour cream and cheddar chips, Slim Jim, peanut butter M&Ms. There's
Slim
their
Jim.
Order.
I forgot about the Slim Jim. The Slim Jim is definitely a gas station order. I love it. Oh, God. Give me two. If they have the shorties. If they have a longie, I'll take a longie. But if they have just the shorties, I'll save one for later. All right, coming up in the celebrity trash, Netflix and chill, you guys. I got a couple Netflix things. And how you can make money on TikTok after these.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.